Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm your host, Amy Reynolds. Today's guest is Tracy Motter, the Associate Dean of Undergraduate Programs in the College of Nursing at Kent State University. She is also a registered nurse. We met up with Motter in her office at Henderson Hall on the Kent State campus to discuss the nursing field.
I was originally going to be an engineer. I picked petroleum engineering because it made tons of money, and then when I found out I had to go hundreds of feet underground, I decided that was not for me. I was in college and I was a runner at the time, and I was hit by a car and I had a concussion for about a week and a half. I don't remember anything, but when I woke up from my concussion, I wanted to be a nurse.
The United States expects a shortage of registered nurses as baby boomers age and the need for healthcare grows. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, more than 200,000 new registered nurses will be needed each year through 2026.
Even in Northeast Ohio, we know for a fact that by 2020, there is estimated almost 3,000 nurse shortage in bedside nurses. So, and we want those to be BSN because that there's a study out there by Aiken who was done in 2008 but repeated again in 12 that proved that the higher educated bedside nurse, the better quality outcomes. And as a patient, you want the best care that you can get.
Motter says that the nursing program at Kent State is taking steps to assist with the projected shortage of registered nurses. The school is increasing enrollment through accelerated programs and developing partnerships with area hospitals.
We develop partnerships with University Hospital and Cleveland Clinic for a weekend program. And then we also developed a partnership with SUMA Health Systems for a Monday-Wednesday evening weekend program. So we increased that enrollment. We tripled that enrollment in about 3 years, and we continue to add cohorts to that. We added additional 16 students to the UH cohort the last round that we offered. We just started one this fall, and we added another 8 to that one. So that's one of the areas where we can educate nurses very quickly. It's 4 semesters, so that really helps build the workforce, the nursing workforce. Along with that, we have grown our traditional nursing program. We've partnered with UH, and they've agreed to give us and promised us clinical sites for an additional 80 students. So we've taken an additional 56 traditional students over the last year, so we've got 24 more to take this coming spring semester. So we've got partnerships with all the area hospitals. We also partnered with Altman Hospital through our START campus, and I just completed another potential partnership with Akron Children's to help increase the number of pediatric nurses that are available.
Someone who hopes to help with the nursing shortage is Melissa McClary, a senior in the nursing program.
When I was young, my mother and father both had cancer at the same time, so I was really exposed to a lot of nurses, and they really were such a saving grace to our family that I thought that this was the perfect career to go into.
McClary explains her path through the program.
So starting sophomore year, you begin your first clinical, typically in an adult setting in a hospital, where you start to learn your basic skills like blood pressures, taking vitals, communicating with patients. And this is very important to build a strong foundation and get confident in these skills. Then as you travel through the program, you start to practice more complicated skills such as blood draws and IVs, medication administration, IMs, and all kinds of other things, which is really prepares you for your future as a nurse.
According to Motter, Kent State graduates the most nurses in the area.
Around 40% of all Northeastern Ohio nurses are Kent State graduates. But we graduate around 400 to 450 students a year. Our NCLEX passage rate, which is the state licensure exam, is 95%. And while you might see other schools say they're 100%, they're 100% on less than 100 students. If I took my top 100, I'd have 100% too. So 95% is really good.
McClary says that her work with patients has taught her about appreciating the small things in life and for her to take a second to understand what the patient is going through.
It is incredibly rewarding to care for people, especially in the most vulnerable times of their lives. You really are their like rock and their strength to get through what they're going through at that point. And it's really important to help speak with them on a therapeutic level to get them through it.
We've been talking with Associate Dean Tracy Motter and one of her students, Melissa McClary. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.